Accession number 1648531.
Dr. Schulach, 3-1.
Yes.
Where were you born, please?
Poland, Lodz. You pronounce it Lodz. We pronounce it Łódź. It's spelled L-O-D-Z, and it's a very large industrial place. In fact, it's called in international circles, Polish Manchester.
Can you tell me about your family background, what your father did for a living, please?
Yes, my father was a co-owner and director at the same time of printing works.
Did you go to school in Łódź?
In Lodz, yes.
What kind of a school?
We called it humanistic now. It's a... how would you call it? A general kind of knowledge. Not specializing in anything, but entitling you to follow your education, higher education in, say, medicine or anything like that. It wasn't a commercial school or anything like that, but humanistic, as we call it. Gymnasium, you know the term?
Like a grammar school.
That's a grammar school, that's right.
What was your date of birth, please?
4th of May, 1918.
So when did you finish your schooling?
I finished in Poland in 1937, I think.
Was it your ambition to go into medicine from the start?
Not specially. I didn't have any specially defined, you know, ambitions. My father being the one who... I had a brother also, Zygmunt, you see. Now, 6 years older than I am. No sisters, no more brothers, only one thing. Anyhow, my father, having the printing works, thought that perhaps it would be a good idea if both of us followed his footsteps and, you know, go to the business. And so my brother started taking special education in typography. Do you know, it's a machine that, for example, for printing newspapers, it prints like a typewriter, but instead of setting it by hand, it does it all by machinery and so on. He became very proficient with it, and being 6 years older, he was already in my father's business. And with me, you see, I didn't know what to do, but when I finished my school and I got so-called matura, you know, you heard most probably the term on the continent. It means that you're supposed to finish your secondary education. Now, when I did that, it just so happened that my father's secretary got married, and my father said, well, look, would you like to serve as my secretary and kind of slowly become proficient in all the business bits and pieces and so on and so on. Well, I didn't have anything better to do, and at the same time it was a good idea because I could earn some money, you see, without looking for a job. At that time it was very difficult to find a job and so on. So I joined my father's business, and well, that was the idea. Now, what happens is this, that my friends who at the same time finished the education, some of them joined different universities. And on one of the Christmases, you see, I met all the group of friends, and one of them especially, a very good friend of mine, said, well, why don't you study medicine with us, you see, in Lvov. Lvov, as you know now, is a capital of Western Ukraine. It was taken by Russia from Poland, but at that time it was Polish outpost and a very Polish town and so on. Anyhow, he told me about the lovely time they have at the university, you see, and so on and so on. And I thought it's a good idea. So in Poland, you see, before you join the university, it's a good idea to volunteer to the army. So, of course, I volunteered, and on the medical examination, it was found that I have a hernia, inguinal hernia. You know what I mean by that, yeah. Anyhow, they said I'm not fit for the army. I was very distressed because all my friends went, you know, to different regiments and so on, and here I am unable to follow. However, the friend who came from Lvov, from the medical school in Lvov, told me, well, what do you worry about? If you are not fit, you can join us now instead of going to the army. So I said, all right. I told my father and mother that I would like to go to Lvov to study medicine, and they were a bit surprised because I don't have any relations medically educated before, you know. But they said, all right, well, my brother is already in the business, so if he wishes to study, okay. So I went to Lvov, and fantastic. Life was absolutely lovely. As a medical student, you know, I had met a lot of people and really enjoyed the real kind of pre-Second World War student's life. And that was until 1939. 1939, as you know, was the date when the war started. By that time, I completed my first year of medicine. And as a second year of medicine student, when the war started, I volunteered as a first aide to the unit organized by Polish YMCA in the very nice building belonging to Polish YMCA.
So this was as a civilian first aider?
That's right. Now, of course, that was the first. You see, remember that Poland was drawn into the war on 1st of September 1939, while England and France declared war on Germany on 3rd of September. So, mind you, we thought that, well, war is war, you see, one has to do one's best, but my brother was already fighting at the time on the western frontier. We didn't know what was going on at all. The messages coming from the wireless were that they are attacking here and attacking there, but they are coming near Lodz. And on the 7th of September, on the wireless, I heard the order for all the young people who are fit to carry arms, you see, to evacuate and go towards the east, where the concentration of Polish forces is going to happen. So I went to the friend of mine on the he took my bicycle, didn't want to tell even my father or mother anything about it, you see, because I knew if I go and say that I'm going east, they will not allow me or start crying or trying to argue with me that I shouldn't and this and that, you see. So I didn't say any bye-byes to anyone, just went on the way to a friend of mine. And his brother, a year younger than he is, joined us, and three of us on the bicycles went east. And on the way, well, of course, we are bombed, and you know, there are all sorts of things that happen to us, more or less pleasant or unpleasant.
Can you describe some of those things?
Well, we are going towards Warsaw. We thought that Warsaw is the... remember that we are from Lodz, and we are going towards Warsaw. The evening of the 7th of September, suddenly we saw on the horizon nothing but as if whole horizon was in flames. We learned that places around Warsaw were being bombed and they are burning and so on and so on. So we decided to cross the river Vistula, which comes from north to south, you see, very big river. We decided to cross and go east, as we decided first. Now, on the way, of course, we met quite a lot of troubles. We were attacked during the days by the aeroplanes. They were really behaving in a most peculiar way, you know, because they were shooting the civilians, they shooting the trains and this kind of thing. Anyhow, we managed to come to the place called Łódzk. Now, this is a funny name because in a way it reminds you of the Łódź, you know, but it's a different place altogether. It's in the eastern part of Poland, spelled L-U-C-K, Łódzk. There we joined the hospital, field hospital, as volunteers, you see. My friend was already 1 year higher in medicine than I was, and we were accepted as helpers in the hospital, you see. And we are doing this job of organizing the hospital with the rest of Poles and so on, trying to get some women to help the nursing and so on. And but on 16th or 17th, I think, in September, suddenly the news came that the Russians moved towards Poland, you see. Well, we didn't know really at first whether to be happy about it, because Russia, as you know, was always a very great enemy of Germany. So we thought maybe they are coming to help Poles. But it appeared that no, they came and started attacking Poles. So you see, a few days after, they appeared in the hospital and they started organizing it in their own way. You see, that was already when Russia came, the part of Poland was already taken from, you know, Poland was divided in two between Germany and Russia. And the river Bug, B-U-G, was kind of a frontier. They call it the same as they had it before, something like that. One of the British politicians before decided that was the frontier as far as they should go. I don't know how it was organized. Anyhow, believe it or not, we found ourselves suddenly that we are in Ukraine. You see, this part of Poland was by Russians being organized as a Ukraine. We were told to go to some offices and get Ukrainian passports. I got a name. You see, Ukrainian names you get after a so-called patronym, you know. So I became a Zdzisław Marcelewicz, you see, because my father was Marcel, Zdzisław Marcelewicz Szulec, double bowed, believe it or not. And while we were in the hospital, apart from helping, naturally, the people who were hit by all sorts of enemy action and so on, and soldiers and civilians, we asked some of the Polish officers whether by any chance they don't want to get the civilian clothes so that they could escape, because they were now, and we are all now, taken over by Russians, you see, and they didn't fancy to become Russian prisoners. So some of them, of course, were very willing, and we helped quite a few Polish officers to obtain the clothes, and they escaped from there. Now, that was discovered, and they didn't know, the Russians or the people in charge, they didn't know who is organizing this thing, you see. So we came to the conclusion we have to run away, because otherwise, if they discover, they most probably will, you know, finish us. So we decided, we had bicycles, remember. So we decided to run away to Lvov. Lvov was as well occupied by them at the time. But, you see, in Lvov, of course, we knew quite a lot of people, being the students of medicine in Lvov. So, you see, one beautiful day we took a leave, telling that we want to buy ourselves a few things for our equipment and so on and so on, and took a train, very much overcrowded. We had to climb through the windows, but you know, all sorts of things. Anyhow, we arrived in Lvov, and of course immediately we got in touch with our previous landladies, you see, who gave us now the shelter for next to nothing, really, because we didn't have any money. But we could organize all sorts of things, you know, where the bread was distributed or something, and bring it and share with them and so on. So we were very useful for them at the same time, although we didn't have money to pay.
Which month did you arrive in Lvov?
That was in September, I see now. 17th of September, Russians came. So we, September, I would say, in Lvov, we came most probably at the beginning of October. You see? Now, we were witnessing in Lvov the organization of Russians, how they are trying to make meetings, political meetings, and tell the Poles how they were really suppressed by Polish landlords. Some rubbish, you know, they were talking, you cannot imagine, made us laugh all the time. However, they were organizing the people in parties and telling them how the Communist Party will establish everything in order and so on. We went to university. We found that some of our professors were gone somewhere, or maybe escaped. Later we found that some of them were murdered. So we thought, well, to wait here doesn't mean anything, as we were from Lodz, remember. So we were, now the war was more or less over, so we wanted to get to our family. So we decided one day that three of us will go towards the Lodz, you see. Now, first of all, we had to cross the frontier now between Germany and Russia. Now, as far as Germans were concerned, they didn't watch it at all, because they didn't give two hoots whether Poles escaped from Russia or whether, you know, they didn't bother. But Russians did, for some unknown reason. And we, as we were going towards a place where one of our friends, girlfriends, had a farm, or rather her parents had a farm, on the other side of the river Bug, you see. So we thought, if we cross the river there, we'll find ourselves on the Polish side, and at the same time we'll have some kind of a help from her family. Now, the question was how to cross the blasted river. When we came towards it, already the Russians said that this area is out of bounds, and anyone who is going, who is caught, will be sent away to Siberia or something like that, you see, But, well, we were quite decided that we wanted to cross. First of all, we were worried about our families, what's happened and so on. So, mind you, we thought, well, never mind the risk, we'll try and cross this blasted river. As we are coming towards the river, suddenly shots were fired, and you see, before we know where you are, we're running, you see, towards the other direction, but we are surrounded. And Russians took us as ones who are in the area, you see, which is supposed to be out of bounds. We were led to a place, and told that somebody will come and deal with us later. Here we are joined by quite a few Poles who were caught on this area, you see. And in the evening, when we were very hungry and all, so they brought us to a school, it was most probably. I think it was school, but was occupied now by Russians. And they put us in a kind of row, you see. We thought, my God, what's going to happen now? And a Russian officer came, you see, looked at us and started swearing at us in a terrible way, went to the first chaplain, give him a good bang in the face and swearing at the same time, and the second one the same. And he came to the third one, the fourth one, and so on, coming towards us. I was standing next to my friend, and there was a woman here, and when she saw this chap coming, she fainted. So you see, we just caught her, you see, before she fell, and this Russian officer asked to put her on the table. In this way, we just got out of this row, you know, in a way. However, he stopped at that moment and said to the soldiers to revise us and see whether we have any good documents or anything like that. And the start, first of all, the order was to put on the table every damn thing what we have in the pocket or in our luggage and everything. You see? So, they started putting all the documents and everything what we carried, maps, and some people had all sorts of food and bits and pieces, you see. And this Russian officer was going slowly through it and going through here. And as my turn came, he came and looked at all these things, and I had some photographs and photographs of my family and girlfriends from the university and so on. He was kind of looking at it. Oh, he said, very nice, and so on. And he found among my things a little mouth organ. I didn't know even that I had the damn thing in the luggage, you know. Most probably I'd put it for somebody. Or somebody maybe put it, I don't know. Anyhow, he said, it's the most peculiar. You're the child, you know, with a thing like that. I said, well, children are playing, but the grown-ups play as well. So he said, well, can you play? I said, yeah. So he asked me to play. So I played, you know, the Russian tune, Volga, Volga, you, Radna, yeah, you know, this kind of... And the Russians, you know, started singing, you know, and the atmosphere kind of became rather nice. And this fellow said, listen, chaps, he said, you are students. What you should do is to go to Russia and become Russian medical students. In Russia, the students are being paid, you see, and you'll be all right, and so on. We said, oh, well, we wouldn't mind. The only thing is that our family is in the other side, you see, and we would like to come to Lodz and see first of all what is going on there. Well, he said, I see you are nice people, young people, it's a pity for you to there. I'll tell you what I'll do, I'll let you off and get out of this area, because if you are caught again by somebody else, you'll be sent to Siberia, somewhere. So we thanked him very much, took our bits and pieces, you see, and went away. Night, cold like hell. Anyhow, we left the area and we wondered what to do now. And we met somebody who said, well, you see, if you come at certain time to my farm, I have a boat, and anyhow, you don't need a boat because I'll show you how to cross the river, where the river is very shallow. Very good. So again, we had to go to the area, you know, which was out of bounds. But we thought it's well worthwhile to risk it, anything to cross this blasted thing. So in the night, you see, very nicely we approached the river, and he showed us, now if you go towards this tree, you'll be all right, and it's quite shallow. That was 1st of November 1939, so it was already cold like a hell. Anyhow, we had to undress completely, bound all our bits and pieces, you see, put it on our head and so on, because the river was already going a bit higher, you see, than normally, and try to cross the damn thing. Now, I don't know how to swim. When I was following, you see, first chap, it was quite a group of us in this farm, you see, don't know, maybe five or six, something. First one was going, second one, I was the one at the last. And I was going, and they were coming near, 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 higher and higher. I thought, another step, and I'll have to swim, and I don't know how to swim. Anyhow, with this bundle on my arms, I must probably sink. So I decided to go back. Went back, naked, you know, cold, wet, and so on. And this chap was in the bushes still, seeing whether we passed it. He said, well, never mind, come back. So we went back to his farm, we dried off, and he said, never mind, you see, your friends all got through. And they knew where is the farm of our friend, you know, who could help us. But he said, it doesn't matter. You see, there are a little group here of officers, Polish officers, and I was paid for them to find a boat. You see? So, I thought, well, all right, I don't have any money or anything like that. Well, he said, well, never mind, you'll see what happens. While we were talking, I noticed that the doors, you see, leading to the room where I was talking with him, was slightly opened, and somebody looked at us. I didn't know who it was or anything like that. But after we finished the conversation, and after the things were dried, and I put them on, so on, cold like a medical, in front of the fire, the doors opened, and a chap came, looked at me and said, look, aren't you the young fellow who was working in the hospital in Łódź? I said, yeah. Well, don't you recognize me? He said, something is familiar. Yes, well, yeah, I am one of the people to you whom you brought the civilian clothes. I was the officer. Oh, I said, well, he said, I bet.